Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Sillet WG Fungicide, the best of all worlds when it comes to brown rot, shot hole, and scab in almonds. Sillet WG. Nat DiBudio is the president and CEO of Allied Grape Growers, a statewide marketing cooperative for wine grapes. He noted that Thompson Seedless and Ruby Reds were down slightly this year, but overall, 2016 was a pretty successful year for the grape industry. DiBudio talked about the most important aspects to consider when evaluating how the grape industry did overall in a given year.
We have to have quality and production and price. It's a combination of all three, and then you've got to watch your production costs and with the cost of labor going up with the minimum wage, the overtime going in and the piece rate bill going in that goes back to 2012. You know, I've always said the biggest pest we've got this year has been the legislators and regulators out of Sacramento. We haven't been able to control them this year. We can control the pests in the field, but we haven't been able to control Sacramento.
DiBudio has been with Allied Grape Growers for nearly 17 years, and his family also has a long history in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley. He noted the negative impact the new overtime legislation will have on farm workers.
The farm labor bill is going to hurt the farm worker overall, because when the time is during harvest time, during certain times of the year when they want to make a little extra overtime or overwork, that's when they're going to hurt. They want to put in the extra hours, and the farm workers are not going to be able to. So it's going to hurt the farm worker.
In more wine grape news, researchers at the UC Agricultural Issues Center released a study examining the cost and returns of establishing a vineyard in the northern San Joaquin Valley. UCANR Cooperative Extension farm advisors, growers, and other ag associates provided input for the project and reviewed the methods and findings of the study. Copies of the study are available through the UC Davis Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics website.
Sillet 65WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Sillet product is excellent for shot hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Sillet 65WG.
This is California Ag Today.